Thank you for calling the customer support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
My name is Linda Chevalier. I just saw in my bank account that your company has taken money out. I have no idea for what, and I did not authorize anything. So I'd like to understand what what's going on, and I want the money credited back to my account.
Okay, can I have your zip code, please, to help you out?
12589.
Okay, can I have your name, please?
Linda Chevalier.
Hold for just a moment. Do you know Edward?
That's my husband.
Okay, hold for just a moment. Can I have you verify your address for me, please?
1441 Route 208, Walk Hill, New York.
Okay, hold for just a moment. Okay, so by looking at your account, it looks like he entered our contest to win like a Dyson vacuum, but he was enrolled into like our meal planner app. And we give customers a $20 rate to stay, and the meal planner app helps boost your energy.
Yeah, there's absolutely no way that he authorized $59.89. I know that. And we wanted to credit it.
Okay, and the meal planner app helps boost your energy and cut back sugar and carbs.
Yeah, we're not interested.
Do he recall doing any type of surveys online?
He did. He may have, you know, there was a survey, but it was not anything saying he was spending $59.89, and we want it credited.
Okay, so everything was basically signed in terms and conditions, ma'am. So what we can
no,
do is...
No, it was not. I want a credit for the $59.89. This was not authorized.
Okay, so this is considered a valid charge, what he did, what we can
do... Well, it is not a valid charge. So what do we do about this? Because we're not paying it. This is not acceptable. We did not authorize a payment of $59 for nothing.
We can't get that
account. No, I don't look. We want a credit. Period. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. We got no product. We want $59.89 credited back to our account. And if you can't help me, then please connect me with who can. Hello?
I'm waiting on you to finish so I can help you out.
I was finished. I said, if you can't help me, please connect me with who can. Because we're not going to pay $59.89 for something he didn't order.
Okay, so I'm going to need you to hold for just a moment. Thank you. So what we can do to help you out, we can get the account canceled, and you were charged $59.89. So what we can do to help you out, hold for just a moment. We can provide you with a 25% refund. You'll get back $14.97 back in your account.
No, you want the $59.89. He did not authorize that.
Okay, so you stated he did a survey, correct?
No, he didn't do a survey. He opened an email about Dyson vacuum, but he did not authorize it. There was nothing about paying $59.89, and it was not an actual survey. So no, he did not fill out a survey, and he did not authorize this.
Okay, so man, when he did that, he was enrolled into our meal planner app. That's still considered.
But he didn't. There was no plan or anything attached. So again, obviously, I understand if you can't give us this full refund, but somebody there can, and I want it. So you can please connect me with who can help me. Because we're not, this is totally unauthorized.
Okay, so what I can do to help you out, I can provide you with a $55 refund. It is a $5 non-refundable fee. So you get back in your account $54.89.
Okay.
I hold for just a moment. Thank you. So you will get that $54.89 back in your account, ma'am, within 3 to 5 business days. And is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, that's all.
Okay,
thank
and
you.
I have your cancellation number available for you. Let me know when you're ready to write that down.
I'm ready.
920.
Okay.
625.
Okay.
553.
Okay, and you said within how many days?
It takes 3 to 5 business days for your money to be back in your account.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for calling. Good support. Have a great day.